You're listening to the audio production of Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, The Explosive Power of Jesus Parables by R. Albert Mohler, Jr., published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Parks. Introduction. Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. Jesus came preaching the gospel of God, and he came telling stories. The most famous of Jesus' stories are the parables. They are not tame stories intended to deliver sentimental messages. They are not moralistic, like Aesop's famed fables. They are not fairy tales, such as the kind that abounded in medieval Europe. Nor are they stories intended for children, though children are often among the first to understand them. In the parables, Jesus was not concerned with mere self-improvement or trite moral messages. Not at all. God's own Son, God in human flesh, is who shared the parables with us. For this reason, Jesus' parables reveal nothing less than the kingdom of heaven and the power of Almighty God expressed in both judgment and grace. They illuminate God's character and the hardness of sinful human hearts. Sometimes the parables drew sinners into the kingdom of God. Sometimes they confused the very people who heard Jesus tell them. Their confusion often revealed a spiritual blindness and hardness of heart. The parables are like hand grenades. Jesus took them out and set them before his hearers. Then he pulled the pin out. Listen carefully, because the parable explodes. If you miss the blast of the story, you have missed the power of the parable. There is a reason that Jesus' parables are so memorable. We simply can't shake them. We can't escape them. We can't forget them. All too often, the parables angered Jesus' listeners because they recognized that he was speaking not just to them, but about them. We may think that the power of the parables comes through our achievement in understanding them, but Jesus told his disciples that they only understood the parables because God's grace had opened their eyes to see and their ears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?